The latest on Fani Willis, the DA trying to take down Trump. By Donald Jeffries. Anyone watching the testimony of Fulton County, GA. District Attorney Fani Willis in mid-February should be embarrassed. Willis came under fire when her affair with Nathan Wade, the man she hired as special prosecutor in yet another politicized legal case against Donald Trump, was revealed to the general public. Willis was extremely combative on the stand. She was arrogantly dismissive of all in the courtroom, including the judge, and repeatedly called the opposing counsel a liar. Most startling of all, however, was her astonishing ignorance. Willis spoke in full-blown Ebonics, making basic grammatical errors while adopting an overt, ghetto, persona. Willis demonstrated overt and troubling racism when she replied during her questioning, "I'm not going to emasculate a black man," in reference to her former lover and colleague Wade. Would she have a problem emasculating a man if he were white or Asian? Probably not. She admitted under oath to taking some $8,500 from her last political campaign, as well as keeping large amounts of cash wherever I lay my head. She claimed to have always kept as much as $15,000 cash in her residence. When asked where the cash came from, Willis could only attribute it to her sweat and tears. When asked about when their affair began, both Willis and Wade contradicted an eyewitness who insisted they were boyfriend and girlfriend well before she hired Wade. Willis also alleged she paid Wade back $3,000 he had spent to take her on a cruise. No records exist to back up this claim, though it is possible. Willis, whose salary pays a reported $110,000 a year, is said to be worth millions. Somehow, she is raking in approximately $2.6 million per year, not including her DA salary. Cody Carlson of MSN revealed. The American attorney is estimated to have a net worth of $8 million, with an annual revenue of $2.7 million. Rounding out the attorney's net worth is an investment portfolio with $5 million in real estate and $2 million in blue chip stocks through companies like Apple, Microsoft, and Berkshire Hathaway. Accumulating such a large fortune on a $110,000 salary is impressive, some might even say mathematically unfathomable. The case against Trump certainly appears less concrete than the case against the woman prosecuting him. Trump and 18 others were indicted on 41 counts, including racketeer-influenced and corrupt organizations, RICO, and conspiracy charges. Some of the other notables indicted were attorney Rudy Giuliani, former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows, and attorney Sidney Powell. Forbes summed up the charges with a bit of left-wing bias. In a January 2021 phone call with Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, R., Trump asked Raffensperger to find 11,780 votes he needed to win the state while citing unfounded allegations of voter fraud. Trump is also accused of recruiting fake electors in the state to cast their votes for him over Joe Biden during the process to certify Electoral College results. Prominent conservative Andrew McCarthy, no friend of Trump, recently castigated Willis for invoking Georgia's version of the federal RICO Act, which is typically applied to mobsters engaged in the familiar rackets of murder, extortion, trafficking in narcotics and stolen goods, gambling, prostitution, and so on. Why did she use RICO laws against Trump? McCarthy asked. Because there's a giant hole in her case, the lack of a clear crime to which Trump and his co-defendants can plausibly be said to have agreed, was the answer. McCarthy noted there had been no evidence produced of a meeting of the minds, which is necessary to establish the criteria for conspiracy. What McCarthy and a number of conservatives insist is that Trump and others are being prosecuted for protesting the results of an election, which is perfectly legal. Willis's language in the indictment is predictably vague, charging that the defendants agreed to change the outcome of the election in favor of Trump. Petitioning the courts is trying to change the outcome of the election, Willis has ludicrously claimed. There hasn't been subterfuge found on the part of the Trump campaign. On the contrary, Trump's entire argument is centered around allegations of fraud against him. His claims include dead people voting, people voting more than once, mail-in ballots undated and unsigned, deliveries of boxes of ballots past acceptable times, a clear effort to prevent adequate observation at polling centers, over 1,000 sworn affidavits from poll workers and post office employees testifying to fraud, unexplained delays in vote tabulation, and examples of electronic voting machines experiencing glitches, adding votes to Joe Biden's totals. Despite the lack of evidence against Trump, which has been the case in all of his many politicized prosecutions, it is hard to have confidence in this particular case. Willis should have been held in contempt of court for her unprofessional outbursts in court. Judge Scott McAfee sat idly by, essentially ceding control of the courtroom to her. The fact that it has been revealed McAfee made a financial contribution to Willis's campaign only adds to the doubts about justice being served in the case.